Thanks, Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 2 o'clock, the business secretary says the UK is considering retaliatory tariffs after Donald Trump imposed a 10% levy on all British exports to the US. The UK rate is lower than the EU's 20% and China's 54%. China, Australia and the EU have promised to retaliate, sparking fears of a wider trade war. The tariffs are on top of a previously announced 25% tax on all foreign cars. Former West Midlands Mayor Andy Street has told us it's a grim day for British industry.
The biggest employer in the West Midlands, Jaguar Land Rover, 25% tariff on all cars. About 20%, I think it is, of their cars are exported to the US. This is big news. There has to be a fear for jobs.
These people in Deeside in North East Wales have told us they could be affected.
We've got Toyota in the industrial estate, and then, of course, Vauxhall's not far away in Ellesmere Port. And I think he's a complete idiot.
People think, oh no, we're not going to get any bother from him. But we are. It'll be jobs and everything else. It'll go down the toilet.
The Charity Commission has opened a case into the Centre Barley charity, which was founded by the Duke of Sussex in memory of his mother. Prince Harry says he hopes it will uncover the truth about what caused him to resign as patron. The Education Secretary is calling for more men to become teachers to act as positive role models for young boys to look up to. Bridget Phillipson has told an audience in London she wants more men in classrooms teaching, guiding and leading to raise a generation that rejects hatred. The Russian opera singer Anna Netrebko is to return to the London stage after an absence of 6 years. She will appear in Tosca at the Royal Opera House from September. The pandemic closed theatres in 2020, and Netrebko was then dropped by a number of companies around the world after appearing to refuse to speak out against Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The weather mostly warm and settled, but there will be some showers in the southwest, and the south will be breezy, a high of 18. From Global's newsroom, for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
And coming up this afternoon, a bit of Downton, dogs, and first off, rustic romance, courtesy of Miss Carney.
Anne-Marie Minhall.
On Classic FM.
Classic FM.
I'd say for most of us, it's a nice day for walkies. George Gershwin, Walking the Dog, the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, and Naomi Yavi. And Mascagni, the intermezzo to the rustic romance, Cavaliera Rusticana, the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, with Domingo Hindrian conducting. It's 2:10 on Classic FM with Elgar in the frame for you and me next this afternoon. The huge, I mean the tremendous success of the Enigma Variations brought Elgar international fame. But just a few years later, he just had a feeling that his music was falling out of fashion. And the cello concerto was his last major composition. Unfortunately, the premiere did not come off well. There was not enough rehearsal time. But it was the young Jacqueline Dupré's performances and her recording that made this concerto an utter warhorse, a staple of the solo cello repertoire. Shall we hear it? Yeah. ¶¶ Edward Elgar, the cello concerto. We have the first and the second movement, Jacqueline Dupré, with the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by John Barbarolli. A little later this afternoon, before 4 o'clock indeed, how we can get you to Classic FM live at the Royal Albert Hall at the end of this month. It's all about movie music, and we've got tickets that are going to be up for grabs, plus a nice bit of spending money, £800 to be precise, that will help you with your accommodation, maybe a nice little round or two in London, probably a couple of pints. So that's yours to spend, and you'll be with us on the night for Classic FM live. Cannot wait for that. I'll give you the details a little later and about how you can get involved to be a winner. Right now, it's the man with the golden flute, who, during his career, an immense career, has sold more than 30 million recordings. Who else? It is
James Galway.
Classic FM.
the finale to Symphony No. 1, which caused such a great stir when it first appeared. The music of Florence Price, the Chinooka Orchestra, with conductor Roderick Cox. And it was Sir Jimmy James Galway on flute for Tambourin by Francois Gossec and conducting the National Philharmonic Orchestra, Charles Gerhardt. Here on Classic FM, one of Tchaikovsky's favourite pieces of music by a fellow Russian, Mikhail Glinka. This is Curtain Up for Ruslan and Ludmilla.
Thank you.
hugely enjoyed by Tchaikovsky. Apparently, Glinka's opera Ruslan and Ludmilla, the overture performed by the Malmö Symphony Orchestra and James de Priest. I mentioned earlier on Classic FM Request that most of the Classic FM team here today are firmly of mind and firmly convinced that today is actually Friday, including me. Here's the thing, though. It nearly is, right?
This weekend on Classic FM.
Hello, Alexander Dragonetti here. You may know me from the most recent series of The Traitors.
Spurbia,
I'm really enjoying presenting my programme. Trust me, it's a classic. Playing classical music you can always rely on. From the most iconic pieces to some of my favourites. Anything else is banished. If you haven't listened yet, there's still loads more to discover. Do come and join me.
Trust me, it's a classic. With The Traitors, Alexander Dragonetti.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player. Tomorrow night at 9. Classic FM.
Eleanor's Bolero from the opera The Sicilian Vespers. It translates as Thank You, Beloved Friends. On Classic FM, it was the music of Verdi.
You're listening to Classic FM.
The tagline for Downton Abbey, the grand finale, is "It's time to say goodbye," at least according to a new trailer, which has appeared in the last 24 hours. The new film due to be released in September this year. The Downton Abbey theme by John Lunn. It was the City of Prague Philharmonic under James Fitzpatrick. And Leonard Bernstein's America, the 12 cellists of the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra playing on Classic FM. It's 12 minutes to three. And Brahms is up next. Brahms in a rather jolly mood, I think, there, for the third movement of Symphony No. 4, a performance by Staatskapelle Berlin. And their conductor was Daniel Barenboim. News and weather on the way here on Classic FM. Are you ready then for our Hall of Fame 3 at 3?
Classic FM.
In just a few weeks, we'll be lighting up the Royal Albert Hall for Classic FM Live.
Celebrating the greatest film music, and we'd love you to be there.
Every day next week, you could win tickets to our blockbuster concert on the 24th of April, along with £800 for travel and accommodation to make it extra special.
It's thanks to Viking, exploring all seven continents in comfort.
To win, listen to Alexander Armstrong every morning next week from 10.
Classic FM.
When it comes to the beautiful game, Barclays is here for it all. From packed stadiums, top of your lungs singing, and last minute winners.
To muddy grassroots pitches, halftime oranges, and mum and dad stood on the sidelines. For 25 years, Barclays has invested millions into community sports. Because there is no football without grassroots football. Search Barclays Football to find out more.
If you were missold a home on a holiday park, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900.
Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, enjoy up to 50% off selected subscriptions at Find My Past. Find your relatives in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover them keeping calm and carrying on. Visit findmypast.co.uk/VEday and claim up to 50% off today. Your family history understood. Offer ends 21st of April. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello. You've caught me at the hairdresser's getting business advice with my friend Deborah Meaden.
Well, Einstein, staying on top of your numbers is crucial.
Indeed. And a smart meter can help you track your energy use and costs over time, so you can trim and adjust.
Meaning more control of your business budgeting.
Join the 9 out of 10 small business owners happy with their smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter. Eligibility may vary. Consumer action required. 93% of small businesses surveyed in 2024 were happy.
Turn your solo into a duet. Sign up for free to browse profiles and find someone on your wavelength at classicfmromance.com.
Mum has always loved pottering in the garden and her daily walks with the dog. But when life became more challenging, I couldn't always be there. That's when we turned to Country Cousins. Within 24 hours, they introduced us to Mum's wonderful live-in carer. Now, Mum's safe and happy, and we've all felt looked after, including the dog.
For over 60 years, Country Cousins has been matching families with exceptional living carers. Search Country Cousins online for 50% off Country Cousins lifetime membership.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
The Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra presents Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition in Poole and Exeter this April. Visit bsolive.com.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, the business secretary says the UK is considering retaliatory tariffs after Donald Trump imposed a 10% levy on all British exports to the US. American business leaders are warning prices could rocket with the dollar down against key currencies. But Wall Street Journal editor-at-large Gerard Baker says Mr. Trump believes any economic pain is worth it.
It does show you the extent to which he is prepared to go to remake the American economy. You know, this is an economy that's obviously been very successful over the last 50 years, but it has seen its industrial base essentially decline.
Event venues that hold 200 people or more will now need to be better prepared to prevent a terror attack. Martin's Law has received royal assent following the Manchester Arena bombing in 2017. It's named after Martin Hett, who died in the attack at an Ariana Grande concert. His mother, Fegan Murray, campaigned for the law.
I had to put my emotions on hold whilst I'm doing this work, because I didn't want my emotions to get in the way. But now this has gone over the line and is now an act of parliament. I am going to start therapy and start grieving finally.
Luton Airport's expansion plan has been approved by the Transport Secretary, Heidi Alexander, despite a recommendation she rejected on environmental grounds. The government says it will deliver huge growth benefits for Luton, with thousands of new jobs and a cash boost for the local council, which owns the airport. The Charity Commission has opened a case into the foundation started by Prince Harry in memory of his mother. The Duke of Sussex says he hopes it will uncover the truth about what caused him to resign as patron of Centre Barley. It looks like the Women's World Cup will be coming to the UK in 2030.